You are joining the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say here on Season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah elucidated, the wonderful notes in the translation and the commentary, looking at Chapter 4, Paragraph 5, Perek Dalad Mishnah Hay. Rabbi Shmuel b'no'o Omer, halomin al-menas l'alamin must speak and be adalil modul l'alamin. Ve'alomin al-menas la'asos must speak and be adalil modul l'alamin lishmor v'la'asos. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, al ta'asim atara l'hiskada b'hem v'lo kardum l'achpor b'hem v'kach ha'yahil al-omer u'di'ishtamesh b'saga chalaf ha'lamadata kol ha'nehenem ediver Torah noto chayav min ha'olam. So Rabbi Shmuel's son says, whose son? The son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka from the end of the previous Mishnah. Someone who studies Torah in order to be able to teach others is given the means to study Torah and to teach others. Rav points out the Mishnah speaks of someone who devotes himself to studying and teaching Torah, but not to the deeds of kindness. Although he certainly fulfills all the laws he learns, which include helping others who are in need, he does not look for opportunities to perform kind deeds, as Rav points out. But someone who studies Torah in order to also do kindness for others is a much better level, is given the means to study and to teach Torah, to observe all the laws as they should be observed, and to do kindness for others as well. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah 18a cites the Amora Rabbah as an example of the first way, and his nephew the Amora Abaya as an example of the second way, Rav points out. The Gemara there notes that both Rabbah and Abaya were from a family whose members died young. Rabbah, because of his devotion to Torah, lived to the age of 40. Abaya, because of his devotion to Torah and to kindness, to chesed, lived to the age of 60. Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Mishnah differently. When the Mishnah speaks of someone who learns in order to do, means that he learns in great depth. He is prepared to exert himself and spend as much time as necessary to understand even a minor detail. In order to be sure he fulfills the Torah's laws properly, he will be rewarded, that he will merit to perform all the mitzvos properly. How wonderful it would be if we could all do all mitzvos in the best way possible, properly, every single time. Rabbi Tzadok says, do not make the words of Torah into a crown for your own glory, nor into a spade with which to dig and earn a livelihood. A man should not study Torah so that others would call him rabbi or give him a position of honor. Nor should he study Torah for the purpose of earning a livelihood from it, the way a person uses a spade to dig and earn his income. Rather, he should study out of love for God and his Torah, as Rav points out, based on Nedarim 62a and Rashi. Rabbi Tzadok is referring to a person who has studied much Torah and does understand its true value. If such a person learns for personal gain, he disgraces the Torah. However, when someone begins studying Torah, it is acceptable for him to do so, even for personal motives, for honor and monetary gain, because eventually this will lead to him to study for the sake of heaven, as the Ruach Chaim points out in the Chida here. Indeed, the road to studying the Torah purely for the sake of heaven always begins with doing so for more selfish reasons. See Ruach Chaim in the Rambam commentary. According to some commentators, Rav Rabbi Yonah Rambam commentary, our Mishnah forbids a Torah scholar to accept money to study or teach Torah. However, most authorities disagree with this interpretation. Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Talmud Torah points out that Jewish communities throughout history supported scholars to study and teach Torah. In his opinion, what the Mishnah means is that a person should not study the Torah with the intention of using that knowledge to earn money. But if he studies and teaches for the proper motives and cannot support himself to do so without accepting money from the public, it is permissible for him to accept their support. This has long been the accepted practice, also Ran Nedarim and Tosfos and Ksuvos points out. Don't take personal benefit from the words in the Torah. Hillel used to say, someone who uses the crown of Torah for his own gain will pass away from this. You learn, whoever takes personal benefit from words of Torah removes his life from the world. If a Torah scholar makes improper use of his status, using it as a tool for personal benefit, he will pass away from the world, Rav points out, or from the world to come, as the Rambam commentary Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So make sure to use Torah for the right purposes, for the right reasons, and the right aspects. Make sure not just to study in order to learn, but to study in order to teach and in order to do, to accomplish, to get things done in this world, to accomplish chesed and mitzvos and do much Torah in this world, to get a lot accomplished in this world. We want to make sure that not only do we learn and we teach, but we act and we do as much as we can every single day in order to make the world a much better place throughout many different ways. Make sure not to use the Torah in a crown for your glory. Don't use it as a spade to dig and earn a livelihood. Don't use the Torah for your own gain. Make sure not to take personal benefit from the words of Torah, but use it to make the world a better place, to make yourself a better person, and to accomplish great things in this world every single day. Join us next time as we talk about honoring Torah, what it does to you, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.